This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and forget the Oscars, folks. I mean, just forget them. They make this gigantic, unthinkable mistake while hundreds of millions of people around the world are watching, and then they just say, oops, never mind, and declare another winner, and go on with the show. Wow. Imagine if you could do that in other places, in life, in politics. Like I said, forget the Oscars. We begin this hour and week in Washington, D.C., where the president is busy keeping news organizations out of the loop and announcing he won't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He's spending time with friendly governors. The mostly Republican state leaders are in D.C. to ask questions about some costly uncertainties in the Trump first month of policy declarations. Meanwhile, Democrats elected new leaders who vowed to adopt a more local strategy, having left local races to the GOP for decades. The Takeaway's Todd Zwillick starts us off with the president in very friendly territory.
I mean, this is a president in the first month or two of his term here who likes to surround himself with supporters when he can, because inside the Beltway in Washington, it seems, in his battles with the press, in his battles with Congress, even some Republicans in Congress, although not that many, he might be a president without a lot of friends. Lots of the governors in Washington over the weekend, and there are lots of issues, but hey, the big one, the big issue with governors, Republican and Democrat, not only with the president, but today on Capitol Hill, is the fate of Medicaid and the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare. We're on the cusp of March here, and that's the month that Hill Republicans say their plan to repeal and replace Obamacare is coming out. Now, those exchanges and people with individual insurance, that's a big part of the ACA and people who gained insurance or might lose it when Republicans change this program. But 12 million people gained insurance under the Medicaid expansion in states that took it. And there are governors from those states, Republicans and Democrats, carrying a message to Hill Republicans and to the president to not do away with that expansion as they devolve more power to the states, and say in the plans that we've seen so far, they're going to cut some of that money. Those governors do not want that money cut. And there is a split among Republican ranks now between legislators and those state governors, those executives, about how much to cut and how to structure those programs.
Very quickly, over the weekend, a lot of wish lists were floating around. There was a wish list from the governors for the president wanting some of that infrastructure money that he seems to be promising. And there were wish list after wish list after wish list for what the DNC is going to do now that it has new leadership. Any idea that these wishes can come true?
Well, look, on infrastructure, it looks like a congressional fight over Donald Trump's promises on infrastructure might get kicked until next year. Congress is moving at a snail's pace. They basically haven't passed any legislation yet, as the Senate's been tied up over fights over cabinet nominees. There's a Supreme Court nomination coming up this spring and summer, as you know, and they're getting to work on Obamacare repeal and replace, which Democrats will try to make go very, very slowly. Look, there was some putative agreement between Donald Trump and Democrats. Hey, big infrastructure program. There is absolutely no agreement on how to actually do that. And now that you mentioned the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and new leadership, Tom Perez, the former labor secretary, elected head of the DNC, barely over Congressman Keith Ellison over the weekend. John, if Tom Perez has any mandate, it's two things. One is to try to staunch the bleeding and get back some Democratic credibility in the nearly 1,000 state and local seats that Democrats lost under President Obama.
Well, get us some governors. Get us some congressmen and women, for heaven's sakes.
That's, and people in state legislatures, yeah. And even on the local level.
Exactly.
I mean, it's been an absolute bloodbath for Democrats. That's one part of his mandate. The other, and it became pretty clear in this really close race between the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, represented by Ellison, and the liberal slash establishment wing, represented by Tom Perez, because he's pretty liberal too, it's opposition to Donald Trump. I mean, the message has been sent to the Chuck Schumers and people on the Hill who thought they might find areas of cooperation with Donald Trump and Hill Republicans. No, they want staunch opposition. The DNC election has proven that. And so those are the two main parts of that mandate, wish lists or not.
And the question is, do they have the ability to make that local mandate work, the building up of the Democratic sort of coffers and credibility at the local level. I mean, is that something that these guys can do?
Well, look, we've had Howard Dean on the show more than once, the famous architect of the 50-state strategy. Many Democrats feel that that's been completely abandoned. I mean, look at the proof. We talked about that 900-and-something elected seats lost. Tom Perez has promised to go back to the local strategy. Not only, he said, to compete in every state, he said in every single zip code. Democrats are crying out for credibility on the local level. Look, they won the popular vote. They believe they have more voters than Republicans across the country. Why are we losing in district after district? You can only make so many excuses for funny district shapes and gerrymandering. Yeah, that's a factor, but that doesn't explain every single state legislature, local race, and governorship that they haven't managed to win. Bernie Sanders has proven the power of individual internet-based fundraising that doesn't have to go through a massive party structure. Can Democrats revamp their fundraising culture to capture some of that Bernie Sanders magic?
Donald Trump spending time with friendlies, Democrats looking for friendlies. That's the message as the week begins. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.